This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, a podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. It's early in this new year. Some people like to make out their New Year's resolutions, and well, that can be a positive exercise. I usually write out my goals for the new year. I've talked about this before in another podcast. Before I write out my goals, I evaluate last year, and then I reset my goals for this year. I have six areas, starting with the spiritual, my inner spiritual world, then my family, and then my personal development goals, then the physical, and then my vocational area, my work, and finally the financial. And I make out new goals for each of those areas. But before charging into those goals, let me suggest that you take some time simply to reflect on them and do some dreaming. Dreaming is important. When we lose our dreams, we lose our goals, really, because, I mean, we have little or no motivation to reach those goals if we've lost the dream. Well, we can redream. That's good news. And redreaming is essential because sometimes we come to a place in life when the dreams we've had, they've either died or they're on the coroner's table. I mean, we need to have the freedom to dream again. Sometimes a marriage dies and there's no getting it back. Sometimes a job is lost and it's over. A friendship can be broken and you aren't able to put it back together again. Our health is subject to change. Our families are in flux. So in this life, we need at times to redream. Several years ago, a man named Robert Dale wrote a book called To Dream Again, How to Help Your Church Come Alive. It was republished in 2004. And in that book, he says there are four ways commonly used to revitalize a church. One is simply to change policy, and that's the easiest thing to do. You simply adjust the way you do things, and that works for a while sometimes. Second thing is our way is to change personnel, just change the leaders or the pastor. The third thing is to just create new programs and structures, reorganization plans for our familiar and institutions of all kinds. But fourthly, he says, to define and act on its fundamental purpose. And that last one, clarifying the purpose, he says, is the most effective way to revitalize the church. And I would say that holds true for an organization of any kind, really. A new dream awakens an organization. Poster motto challenges, aim for the sun. You may not reach it, but you'll fly higher than if you never aimed at all. What Dale writes about applies not only, as I said, to church organizations, but to other organizations and even to individuals, especially to individuals. When things are upside down, when the dream appears to have died, we need to get away and not just change our routine maybe or the way we're doing things, but we need to look at ourselves and our dreams, and we might need to redream. What led you to the place where you are now, you might ask? What is it you believe God is wanting from you or calling on you to do or to be? What is really important to you at this stage of life? What are your core values now at this time in your life? Jesus said, with God, all things are possible. So ask yourself if you've let too many factors sideline your dream. I love what Caleb in the Bible said. Caleb, one of the two men who went into the promised land and came back with a good report. He had a positive attitude. He said, we can take the land. Unfortunately, the doubters had the majority vote that day, and the people of Israel suffered 40 years in the wilderness because of them. But Caleb wouldn't give up. He came to a place where he re-dreamed. He didn't give up. Years later, when they finally did enter the promised land, Caleb approached Joshua and said, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years. So here I am, 85 years old. I'm still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to the battle now as I was then. Give me that hill country. Or as it says in the King James, give me that mountain. I like that. Give me that mountain. He had redreamed that original dream, holding on to it in its substance. By regrouping and redreaming with a sense of determination and going forward, he was able to say, "Give me that mountain." He reminds me of something motivational speaker and author Les Brown said, "You are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream." Latch onto that. There's a dream for you, but you just got to reach down and think through it and let God begin to kindle that deep within your heart. You can have all kinds of reasons for giving up. Caleb had them, and you do too. You have to look beyond those and redream. Don't let the dream stealers dominate your life this year. Take time this week, this day, to begin redreaming and reset your life. And then go forward and conquer that mountain. And then join me here next week for your Monday morning wake-up call. And between now and then, go out and be the person God created you to be.
Fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.